You know, I wonder what went through the disciples' minds when Jesus said, no, we're going this way. Hey, come on, Lord. Hey, we don't want to do that. That's a way of conflict. People don't like us, and we don't particularly care for them. Jesus said, we're going this way. And there's a challenge for each and every one of us this morning. Are we about to take the easy road? Or are we going to take the road that the Lord wants us to take? It goes on to say it was about the sixth hour when a Samaritan woman came to draw water. The sixth hour, that's 12 noon, the hottest part of the day. Why was she coming to draw water then? Because she was an outcast in society. She was a loose woman. She didn't get a TV program. But she was a loose woman. And she had a reputation. And nobody would want to associate with her. And here was Jesus coming upon this Samaritan woman who came to draw water. You know, I wonder, do we allow ourselves to go into areas where we might meet people that we don't normally associate with? Why would we do that? There is only one good reason why we would do that, and that's to share the love of God with them. You know, I believe that so many of us won't do it because we're frightened what folk will say of us. We're frightened of what people will think of us. That should not be our concern. What the Lord thinks about us is far more important. What the Lord thinks about us has eternal benefits and challenges. And so here was Jesus meeting at the noon of the day, the warmest part of the day, with a woman who nobody else would have any association with. You know, in today's society, anything goes. You just watch the media, whatever media it is, be it television, be it papers, magazines, whatever, and anything goes. Society is becoming more and more permissive. It's all about man. It's all about what I want to do. I'll do it my way. No wonder that was one of the most selling records, My Way. And society is becoming more and more and more and more. I'm just reading this morning, I got an email. And it's from Citizen Go, who allow various things to be brought to our attention so we can sign up and against them. And this morning, apparently, it's that Netflix are using their money to go against the pro-life people in Georgia in America. They couldn't care less if a baby has a heartbeat at 6 weeks. That's life. People want it their way. But those people are still loved by God. Those people still have to be reached with the knowledge of God. Those people still need to know that Christ died for them. And so we are in a society which desperately needs us to be like Jesus and go to the parts that other people won't go to. Jesus said, will you give me a drink? Here was a simple opening phrase. Will you give me a drink? Nothing deep and theological about it at that point in time. I'm dry, I'm thirsty. Will you give me a drink? How easy is it to start a conversation about Jesus with a simple opener? Hey, any chance of a drink of water? And I get challenged with that this morning. Reading it over again. Look, here it was, a simple opening statement. A simple opening question. Will you give me a drink? How often have we been in situations, sitting there in somebody's company, when a simple question or that could have started a conversation that could have led to something deeper, something more profound, something more eternal? No matter who it is, Jesus wants to speak to that person. Maybe it's you here this morning. I don't know where you stand in relation to Jesus. But Jesus definitely wants to speak to you if he hasn't done so already. Jesus definitely wants you as part of his family if you're not already in the family. And Jesus won't come beating your door down. Jesus comes in a simple, straightforward way, a gentle way, knocking on the door of your heart, saying, "Hey, I love you. I died for you." It read on in there in the passage, his disciples had gone into town to buy food. I'm going, wait a minute. Here's a group of people. They leave the master on his tod at a well, and all the rest of them all go into the town on their together. Why? Were they frightened of the Samaritans? Was it a case of, well, wait a minute, if we stick together, nobody's going to bother us? Did it need all of them to go and buy food? Why? I would suggest that Jesus just wanted to be on his own. Jesus likes the one-to-one scenario. That's why Jesus comes to each of us as individuals. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan. Why are you speaking to me? You don't do that. That's against your culture." I wonder how many occasions we've stepped back from somebody because we didn't like where they came from. We didn't necessarily like who they appear to be. You know, that is a challenge. And I don't know about you, but it's certainly a challenge for me because I know I have hang-ups. And this message this morning is as much for me as it is for you. Where can I go to meet the people that God wants to meet? Where can I go that I'm not going to feel overly comfortable, but God wants me to be there because he knows that, hey, I know him. And his spirit is in my life to share with others. She saw him just to be a Jew, a poor, weary traveler. But you know, Jesus was there for a purpose. He was there because he knew that this lady not only needed to hear the truth, but she needed to know that other people cared, God cared for her. She was isolated in the society, in the community in which she lived, but she was not isolated from God. I wonder how many people in our society here, in Tilley, in Alva, in Sauki, are isolated. And maybe that's our challenge, to reach those who are isolated with God's love. She didn't recognize him for who he was. He was simply a Jewish man, a traveler who was thirsty.